Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative, but not always in the way you'd expect. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The late Justice Antonin Scalia could be very controversial, most recently because of this comment during the December arguments in an affirmative action case.
There are those who contend that it does not benefit African Americans to get them into the University of Texas where they do not do well.
That certainly got the internet going. He was also withering in his dissent against the Supreme Court's Obamacare fix.
What are the odds, do you think, that the same slip of the pen occurred in seven separate places?
But he could also apply his conservative principles in ways that annoyed conservatives. When a majority of his fellow justices decided cops could take a DNA swab from the cheek of anybody arrested, he dissented.
The proud men who wrote the Charter of our liberties would not have been so eager to open their mouths for royal inspection.
Scalia was also the decisive vote in 1989 that made the right to burn an American flag the law of the land, arguing that flag burning, if anything, enhanced the flag's symbolic value.
Why did the defendant's actions destroy the symbol? His actions would have been useless unless the flag was a very good symbol for what he intended to show contempt for.
And to the argument that the flag needed special legal protection?
I was going to ask about the state flower. You're not going to...
Even his enemies will miss lines like that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.